mechanism whereby we hope to issue bonds to pay for that. And then finally, purchase recommendations, which revolves around possible temporary MD staffing at the various medical schools. Now, I understand that these, they're probably more pertinent to Ed's committee, and they were previously reviewed and approved by Ed's committee, and we concur with those conclusions. This is conceivably the last report I may be making to the board as chair of the University Healthcare System Committee. Thus, rather than report details, I would like to focus on what I see as the big picture for the University of Illinois medical mission going forward. I think the election results of Tuesday give us a clear idea of what to expect in the near future. I would like to try to impress upon you that I see changes in the medical world in the USA in the next 2 to 4 years to be as far-reaching as anything we have ever seen in our nation's history. We will experience more rapid change than in the 60s when we had the advent of Medicare and Medicaid. We are facing radical change in our payer mix, in how we are reimbursed, and at what rates we are reimbursed, as well as many new regulatory requirements. It seems to me that it is in our university nature, our university DNA, if you will, that we normally approach challenges in a very deliberate manner. I caution you that with the rapid change in the healthcare arena, we may not have that luxury. We must consider that we may need to respond to changes with greater alacrity than is our norm. Otherwise, we risk being swept downstream by the rapid current of change in a very competitive market, I may add. We must be nimble to adapt to quick changes in the market landscape. Consider to some extent having a sense of urgency for this. The medical enterprise of the University of Illinois, including the colleges of medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, nursing, public health, allied health, et cetera, and there are multiple campuses throughout the state and the hospital, account for an estimated annual budget of $1.5 billion. Given a total university budget of slightly over $5 billion, we medical types account for almost 30% of the entire university budget. That's huge, to say the least. Given that, I implore you to keep this at the top of your radar screens. This is an enormous enterprise that potentially poses a great financial risk to the university in the next few years. I hope I'm here in the future to help assist with these challenges. If not, I have the utmost confidence in you, my colleagues, to do what is best for the clinical enterprise and for our dear university. So to every one of you, please accept my thanks for your diligence and your service.
Well, thank you, Tim. Very good. I'm confident that the university and the leadership here can deal with changes in Medicare and changes in Medicaid, changes in federal programs, changes in state reimbursements, but I'm not confident we can do it without you.
Another way to look at it is changes is opportunities.
Yes, well, I don't see one there. dismiss that talk, and I think we're gonna be in good shape to have you continue in your role. So.
In no way did I try to imply that I don't have complete confidence in the management team of the medical enterprise at this university. I have great confidence in them.
And they have it in you, so we look forward to your continued involvement. Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chairman, may I just say one brief thing in response to your big point that I think it would be worthy of our consideration to devote a substantial amount of time. Perhaps it's at the retreat, not the one we've already planned, but at the next one, but where we really, you get a lot in your committee and you report it very well, but it is of such significance that if we could devote, you know, time as a full board to really understanding what we have today and what the future holds. I'm ready for that,
okay.
Speaking just
I think
for myself.
There'd be broad support. I've had a number of inquiries along the same lines.
Well stated.
And I think everybody would embrace that idea. It'd be a great education for us, for the press, for the entire team, and so we'll ask the group to lead that discussion at the next available time. Are there any other questions or... Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.